Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. And you'll also see where you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now tonight, it's my pleasure to welcome back Julie Robinson, who's an angel reader and energy healer. She's an internationally renowned angel intuitive, aspiring author, inspirational speaker, and a radio host, and a teacher in the fields of self-development, spiritual, and psychic growth. Born in Montreal, Quebec, and raised in Calgary, Alberta, Julie is completing her bachelor's degree in psychology from Mount Royal University. She is a fourth-generation angel intuitive who has completed her Yuzi Reiki Levels 1 and 2, Healing Touch Level 1, and Shambhala Reiki Master. Angels have always been with Julie. Her first experience occurred at the age of 8 when she began hearing and communicating with angels. Through her early college years, Julie received a message from a colleague prompting and encouraging her to write spiritually based self-help books. That became the stepping stone and awareness for Julie's later success with her writing skills, strengths, and many talents. By consciously maintaining a positive attitude, she's been able to see the lessons of the experience and continues to improve upon it. Julie passionately believes that her life mission as an angel intuitive is not only to relay wisdom and insight from angels, spirit guides, and loved ones on the other side, but just as importantly, to uplift and empower people to take charge of their journeys to discover balance, freedom, and happiness. As a spiritual teacher, she has created online and in-person workshops, which are held at the 7th Chakra Center in Calgary. Now, for more information, get out your pens. I'm going to give you her website. Okay, folks. It's very easy. It's juliespiritualhealer.com. And Julie, welcome tonight. How are you?
I am blessed. Thank you. How are you?
I'm blessed, too. Let me ask you, as far as your website goes, do we need to use any capital letters in there?
No. No, you can use,
okay, so
it's all one word, and any letters will do.
So it's juliespiritualhealer.com on the World Wide Web. And Julie, I know you started communicating with angels at a very early age, but could you tell us about the first experience that you remember and how that manifested for you?
Yeah, I remember in the seventh grade, there was this one night I was alone in my room, and the rain was just really coming down hard around our neighborhood. And I remember hearing the angels tell me that I was psychic. And I remember saying to them or challenging them, okay, if I'm really psychic, then make the rain stop. And and of course it didn't, because it doesn't work that way, right? You don't get to make deals or bargains with the angels. But I really didn't believe it at that time. So that was a very memorable experience for me, of them telling me of my gifts. But then, of course, it wasn't until much later that I discovered that it was angels I was talking to.
Oh, that sounds cool. So you've been doing this for a very long time now, and I understand that you're an aspiring author?
Yes, that's correct. Yeah, I've written two volumes of the Julie Robinson collection, and they're basically spiritual accounts of theories that will help people to manifest miracles in their lives. And the second volume is also theory to help people to manifest, but as well experiences that I've had as an angel intuitive.
And how can people get a hold of those books?
Well, if they go to the juliespiritualhealer.com website, they'll be able to find out more information about when they're available and how to purchase them, etc.
Okay, that's great. So you communicate with angels and loved ones from the other side and spirit guides. How quickly did your gifts manifest after that initial experience?
Not that quickly. I mean, they were very persistent in telling me things and helping me behind the scenes. But, you know, like most people, I was very resistant to my gifts. I mean, I was very heavily Catholic. I was always going to church. But as you know, David, these are not things that we learn about in school. So while I was having the experiences, I didn't know what they were called until about 7 years ago when I was discovered.
I see. Okay. And when did you start doing readings?
Well, I've kind of always done readings, but didn't know that that's what I was doing. I'd say 10 years ago, I started just telling people, like, you know, this is, like, I remember being engaged to be married once and waking up one morning and telling my fiancé that his secretary was stealing from him. And it proved to be true. Now, I didn't know that that's what I was doing. But in practice and technically and out of the spiritual closet and on purpose, I've been giving readings for 7 years now, over 7 years.
Now, when did you start to get real clarity about what was actually going on for you? Was that 10
like
years?
I said, it was that. No, that was really 7 years ago when, well, maybe six, maybe 8 years ago when I was discovered in a reading and I was told about my gifts and I was told that it was angels that I was in fact speaking to. And then it really just took off from there.
Okay. Well, shall we take some calls?
Sure. Yeah. Why not?
Okay.
Let's see if I still got it.
You're looking up like hotcakes. Our first caller is...
Good.
Is Laura. Okay, Laura, you're live on the air. Say hello to Julie.
Hi, Julie. Hi, David.
Hi, Laura.
My call. Hi.
No worries.
So I was wondering if you could just give me a message from my angels, or do you want a specific question?
It really doesn't matter to me. Whatever works for you.
I'm open to whatever messages they have for me.
Okay, perfect. Can I get your date of birth, sweetheart?
October 1st, 63.
Ooh, Libra, my favorite. let me just tune into your spirit guide. So just take a breath and just relax, and it just makes it a little bit easier. Okay, see, Raphael is with you, sweetheart. Do you know who he is?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Did you call him in?
No, I do. I'm certified for Reiki, so maybe that's
okay.
Why.
Yeah, perfect, because Raphael helps not just with healing ailments and physical disease, but he helps people who are healing facilitators, such as people who do Reiki like yourself. So that makes perfect sense. So know that he's supporting your healing career, he says. He also talks about your mother. Mother. I'm not sure how you connect there, but he keeps using the word mother.
Well, my mom's deceased, so I don't know.
Okay, so know that she's with you and that he's helping her to step forward. I keep seeing a woman, and she has curly hair, but it's curled close to her head. She says, I'm standing right next to you.
Yeah, that sounds like my mom.
Perfect. She also talks about being proud of you. And she says that she's saying something about strength. She's saying you need to be strong. She keeps saying over and over again how you need to be strong. Now, is there something about money where you're, like, expecting money or you need money to come through for you?
Well, I would like some money to come through for me because I want to buy a house.
Yeah.
I'm not sure it's going to happen.
Okay. I'm told from both your mother and your spirit guides that right now, to be prepared for anything, that a windfall of money is coming your way. I'm told you do not need to worry. I don't know
a
what that means.
Windfall of money. That sounds pretty good.
Yeah, and I'm seeing you signing a contract.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Wow.
So you don't have to know what that means right now. Just know that that is a heads up from your spirit guides. I just want to go back to your mom for a sec because things are your guides are moving the images quite quickly around you. She talks about that you were very free spirited as a little girl, and she says that it's really important for you to remember all the happy times that you guys shared together. When you miss her, she goes, go back to those.
Yeah.
Okay. And then she said to me, my daughter understands that I'm really not dead. Does that resonate for you?
Yeah, definitely.
She makes me feel, she's like, hello, I'm standing right next to you. Like, we have a relationship. Like, she's kind of funny. Like, she's saying, like, we have a relationship, me and my daughter. I'm like, okay, well, cool. Like, she's kind of saying it like, it ain't no thing. Does that make sense? Would that be her?
It ain't no thing. I don't know what that means. It ain't no
thing.
No,
that was me. That was not your mother. That was my interpretation. That was my interpretation of she's saying it like it is what I actually meant. She's saying it that it's a fact, that even though she may not be in her physical body, that y'all have a relationship. You have a connection that cannot be broken. That's how I meant it.
We were close. Yeah, we definitely were close.
Perfect. She also talks about that all you have to do to connect to her is just think about her.
Okay.
And she will be there with you.
Okay.
It's not like in the physical form where we pick up a call and, you know, hey David, how are you? Good, Julie, how are you? In the spirit world it works a little bit differently where we still have to kind of dial their number, but the vehicle in which we get to the destination is through thinking. Make sense?
Yeah. Julie, can you ask her what all the pennies are? Why? What do they mean? I keep finding pennies by my car constantly.
Okay, I can ask her. I cannot guarantee an answer because how it works when most mediums will tell you this is we get what we get. So while I can certainly ask her, there's no guarantees, okay?
Okay.
And did she left something on your car? She left something in your car?
Well, I've found them on my seat. I've found them. I just find
that's
them like
her.
Every other day, all the time.
Yeah, that's her way. She's trying to get your attention.
Yeah, okay.
She just said, I do it all the time.
Yeah, and I just figured I keep them and I won't spend them because I feel like they're my spiritual coins, my angel coins, so I won't spend them.
Oh, yeah, no. Well, it's not like you could buy a lot with them anyways, right?
But I'm telling you, they're really adding up. There's a lot.
No boob job for this one. Thanks for the pennies, Mom. Finally, I can get that operation I've been saving up for, right? No.
With the house.
She's thinking to herself, Julie, if this is the money windfall that you meant, I don't think so, okay? Because that's like 6 cents. That's exactly what I said. I have a sixth sense. I'm intuitive. No, really, it's just her way of connecting with you, and that's all.
Apparently, in the cheapest way possible. Windfall, but I wasn't really expecting a windfall. Maybe like $5,000 or something.
That's fine. That's fine.
That's...
But that was just a message that came through for you, honey.
Okay. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. Thank you, Julie.
You're very welcome, Laura. I wish you all the best.
Thank you. Thanks, David.
Well, you're welcome, Laura. God bless.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Okay. The studio is working very slowly tonight. Laura, you're going to be in limbo no, you're not. There you go. You're still with us. Okay, next caller is Selena, and the studio is operating slowly tonight. I'm trying to reach you, Selena. I loved your reading. That was very filled with humor.
That was fun. Yeah, I enjoyed that. I think,
okay,
you know, I have to say that I use a bit of humor sometimes for everybody out there who's listening because, as you know, when you're connecting to, you know, somebody like your mother who's crossed over, I think it's important to use humor because it helps to kind of sweeten up messages that can make people feel sad. So I like to do that a little bit, you know.
Sure. Sure. Well, we do have Selena live on the line. Selena, say hello to Julie.
Hi, Julie. How are you?
I am wonderful. Thank you, sweetheart. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
Good. How can we help you?
So I do have a specific question, and it may have been related to any messages that I'm supposed to be given anyway, but mine is in relation to, because I made a really big move a few months ago, but I'm starting to wonder if I've made really any progress, and I feel really stuck right now. I'm really, my intuition, I haven't been as in tune with it. I don't know, my life is kind of all crazy, and so I'm just really frustrated with myself because I was like, man, I finally made this huge move, and yet here I am, and I've really done anything, you know?
Okay, so the first thing that your guides talk about is be patient. They make me feel like things are not going to happen overnight for you. The other thing that seems a little bit, the word that I feel is being used in connection to you is stagnate. Does that make sense? Well, we're not really moving anywhere. Things are just kind of slow right now or just stagnate, right?
Mm-hmm.
What your guides make me feel is that one of the best things to help get that energy moving again is to let go of people or to let go of things that no longer serve you. Does that make sense?
It does.
Perfect. So know that, you know, if there's any friendships or relationships that are kind of like take it or leave it, might be something to consider about maybe kind of pulling back or setting boundaries. In terms of people, that's definitely something that will help keep the energy moving and prevent it from going stale. The other thing you can do, sweetheart, is kind of clear your space. Whenever we feel like we're ready for a change, you know, you could clean out your cupboard, clean out your fridge, get rid of old books. The other thing, too, is make a donation, right? Especially around the holidays. This is the time if there's clothes that no longer fit you, if you haven't worn it in 7 months, put everything in a bag and, you know, give it to a charity. This can really do wonders for getting energy moving again.
Okay. Yeah, I just seem to get, it's like I get stuck. I don't know if it's because I spend too much time by myself or what. I was like, what am I doing wrong? Because it's like, you know, I'm like, oh, I really need to do this. And then this weekend, it's like, oh, I'm just going to do this. And I'm thinking, looking at all the stuff that I really need to get done. And it's like, it's been like this for a long time. It takes a lot to like get me to actually do it until the last minute. I'm horrible.
Right. No, and of course, it's the weekend, you want to relax, and you know, too, please, we just had a planet that went direct, I believe it was, how do you pronounce it, David, Chiron or Chiron?
I'm not sure which it is.
Yeah, but there was a planet, and it's been in retrograde since June, and a lot of us have been feeling a little bit stuck lately, but anyways, as of today, it's going direct, so you should start to expect some movement, but like your guides say, they want you to be patient, and if you could just, you know, do a couple of things to help you, it doesn't have to be every day, sweetheart, but if you could just do a couple of things to help get the energy flowing, like take a look at the feng shui in your home. I'm not getting any big messages for you. There's no big jump that they want you to look after. I don't get that sense. I feel like these are just small things, and then when the energy is ready to come, it will just come in.
Okay. Okay, well, that's good to know. I'll just have to take a little bit at a time. Maybe I'm just being too hard on myself because I have these expectations, and then I never meet them. So.
Right? And that's what happens is no expectations. This is what I've learned in life. No expectations. Don't force anything to happen and take things slow. And, you know, be assertive. Don't be aggressive. Don't be passive, but be assertive and don't be afraid to ask for what you want.
Okay.
I don't know where that came from, but that was your guides. Your guides just came through and they said, ask for what you want.
Okay, interesting. Makes me wonder, like, specifically if they just mean with anything or if they're talking about something in, like, specific or...
I do think it's specific. I do think it's specific. I think that this is what they showed me. Now, work with me because this is the image I get, is of you being in either a group of two or three people or more or less, and then wanting to say something about the topic that's being discussed, but then kind of biting your tongue and feeling a little bit shy, and then later going, oh, man, I wish I'd said something. Would that be you?
Yeah, I usually hold back from saying what I'm thinking.
Right. So know that your guides know about this. They see that it's something that, if you could improve upon, would help you, and that they're sending you a lot of love and just confidence your way, that this is something that if you try to pursue will help just make you feel a lot better.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, well, I can definitely work on that.
Beautiful. I'm sending you the Archangel Gabriel to give you confidence to communicate. Gabriel's really good for that.
Okay. That's good to know, too. Thank you so much, Julie. I appreciate it.
You're most welcome. Lots of love to you.
Great. Thank you.
Have a beautiful evening, Selena. Thank you for calling.
All right. Thanks. You, too.
Okay. God bless. You know, I thought that a lot of the advice that you gave her was very good for all of us. You know, that going slow and having no expectations and being assertive, those are all tools that we could all put into place and would serve us well. Again, I'm having a little trouble with studio, but our next caller is Kimberly.
Okay.
Hi, Kimberly. You're live on the
air.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Yes,
say hello to Julie.
I didn't know who she was talking to.
I know.
It's fine. It is
love it.
Fine. My question is, what would my soul like to be doing right now?
Okay.
Regarding the career. I want to do what my soul came here to do.
Yeah. No, and that's a very important question that you're asking, because I love it. I mean, you're not asking me, how do I make $1 million? You're asking me, who was I born to be? And that's the question that we need to be all asking ourselves, right? Because not thy will, but thy will be done, right?
Right.
Kimberly, when I tune into your spirit guides, I see you writing, sweetheart. Do you connect to writing at all?
I do.
Perfect. So know that this is your guide's way of acknowledging your special gift in this life.
Okay.
Okay. Do you also have an affinity for crystals, you know, gemstone crystals?
Yes.
Perfect. Because I feel that I'm being shown this line of a parallel between the crystals in the book. So it might be writing about crystals somehow. I'm not sure how that fits in, but that's what I'm seeing.
Okay.
The other thing, too, is lavender. I don't know why all of it is just random, like books, crystals, lavender. That's the next picture that I'm getting in my mind's eye. And I'm also told that you, my dear, are an earth angel. Do you know what that means?
Yes, I do.
Perfect. Do you get that nudge, though, too, that you're an angel?
Yes.
Beautiful. So that should give you the wings, the wind underneath your wings to get you up and writing. You know, you have this, you're an earth angel. You have knowledge that's beyond this physical world, right? You easily connect to animals and nature and to crystals. And what I would do is I would sit down, you know, in the morning, and they're talking about the morning pages. You know, just you've heard of them. You know, you get up and you journal and just kind of free write in the morning.
Right.
So just kind of do that as soon as you get up in the morning. And then just kind of, just as you're freehand writing, just say, you know, what would you have me draft a book about? You know, and bring in, like I mentioned earlier, the Archangel Gabriel, or Gabriel as some pronounce it. She's a beautiful angel that helps us with communication and writing. And, you know, God, if you call her and be prepared to write for hours, she will really give you a helping hand in that department. So that's what I'm feeling and seeing and hearing and knowing for you to do as your next step as part of your life purpose, my dear.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. All the best with that.
Thank you. Have a great evening.
Take good care, Kimberly. Thank you for calling.
I will. Thank you. You're welcome.
Okay, God bless. Just for those that don't know what it means, what is an earth angel?
Oh, you want me to define it?
Yes, if you'd be so kind, because some people may not know that term. I'm familiar with it.
Yeah, no worries. I mean, it sounds so weird. It's like, what, somebody's an angel and not a human, and they're in a human body? Like, what does that look like? So basically, God has not only sent us angels in terms of spirit guides and guardian angels and the archangels to assist us on the other side in the spiritual dimension, but God has also sent us earth angels. So those are basically people that inhabit human bodies but are different than other humans in the sense that they are more loving, more empathetic, more compassionate. They have greater psychic abilities. And they're here on divine assignment. Just like in Kimberly's case, she's here to write books that are going to help heal and inspire people. And so earth angels can take on many different forms. They oftentimes can get involved in toxic relationships. They have a hard time asserting boundaries because where they come from is just all pure love and pure light. And I'm told that earth angels are very, very sensitive to energies as well. So if you feel that you know somebody who has those attributes or you yourself has those attributes, they may be indications that you or a friend, somebody that you know, is in fact an earth angel.
Now, is there anything that somebody who is an earth angel should be aware of to help them along their life journey and to carry out their mission?
Sure, absolutely. When you are gifted, it is more important for you than anyone else that you shield and clear daily. Because you're sensitive and of a higher vibration, you're going to be absorbing energy on a deeper level than most people, and you're going to be a little bit more empathetic. So if you just wrap yourself in a white light and be careful who you spend time with.
Okay, well, that's great to hear. Our next caller is Sharon. And just to let you know, Ellen, I see you down there, and you'll be right after Sharon.
Did you say Sharon or Ellen?
Oh, I mentioned both names, but Sharon is next.
Oh.
Okay, here is Sharon. It's live. Sharon, say hello
to
Julie.
Hi, Julian. Hello, David. Thanks for taking my call, both of you. Happy holidays.
Same to
you.
Julie, you know what? Just give me any significant message you can give for me this evening. How's that?
Okay.
I'll let you take over.
No worries.
How's that?
Okay. Yeah, I like being the medium. No problem. So right away, I feel Archangel Michael is working so closely with you. I don't know whether you called him in or what have you, but he's by your side. So know that.
Okay.
Now, here's something interesting, and I don't know why he's saying this, but he makes me feel that you're an innocent person. Do you connect to that somehow?
I'm innocent. I'm gullible, too. Yes, I can be. I do have an innocence about me, yes. Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't know what he meant, but I just definitely saw that. So know that these are qualities, he's saying, of pure love and light, okay? And that God has given you these qualities so that you can be at peace. I feel like this is your way to help, you know, just better process things that happen in the world. I was told that world events can be of huge importance to you, meaning that you get kind of overwhelmed with them at times. Is that true?
I follow the news. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
When I hear bad things that happen to kids in schools. Yeah. Yeah, it does affect, like everybody, you know.
Well, that's the thing about earth angels and people who are innocent is because they're so loving and sweet and kind and innocent is that they really do believe that everybody is that way.
That's a good point. I know, and they're not. I know that. I've learned
my
lesson many times. No, you're right. You're right.
Yeah, and that's the thing. That's why I said earlier that earth angels oftentimes do get involved in toxic relationships or relationships that violate their boundaries, where they're taken advantage of. Because for
that.
Earth angels, we're kind of like, well, why would they take advantage of me? I'm not that way.
That
of
was
course
good
they're
that
not.
David, that was good that David asked that, because I didn't know what an earth angel was. I was like, when you said that, I'm like, I wonder what that is. So that was a great question. Yeah. But go on. Yeah.
Yeah,
go on.
David's very intuitive, right? And probably he was picking that up from his guides as well.
Okay.
So it's beautiful. It's all working out in divine order. Everything's coming. All the information we need is coming right when we need to get it. I love that. So, yeah. So I think it's important for those of you who are listening who are earth angels to hear these messages because, yeah, I mean, it is a unique gift. And we certainly don't want to get into snobbery or segregation and think, like, here's a category of people, here's another category of people. I mean, I don't like that kind of thinking. But on the other hand, if we don't acknowledge where we're different, we could easily get hurt if we just kind of go through life not knowing how to protect ourselves if we're a little bit more sensitive. So I see no harm in you having this information so that you can just kind of take care, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So like you, I feel like shielding is so important. But just a little bit differently than I think it was Kimberly, is you need purple. You need the color purple. You need to shield yourself in that purple light, which is, again, Archangel Michael's energy. When you do the purple, it brings in Michael. And yeah, I feel like Archangel Michael, that's your guide. He keeps talking about how he wants to be with you. He wants to work with you. So, yeah, know that.
Okay.
I also feel like this is a new beginning for you. I don't know what this is about, but I feel like new beginnings, and I also feel like a fresh start.
I know,
like,
exactly what you're talking about. Yes, it's right around the corner.
Yeah. Sorry?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. So it's going to be good for me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel you're being supported in this new opportunity. In this new beginning with new opportunities. I can see the angels pouring out support to you. I can feel you being helped as you release and heal the past. I also see you being filled up with trust as you experience all of these changes in your life.
It's going to come back. I know. The perfect message. I know exactly what you're saying. Yeah.
Beautiful.
That's
so glad.
So in other words, sweetie, that's going into 2016, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah,
new 100%. Beginning.
And that gave me the chills. Yeah.
Okay.
Going into 2016, you took the words right out of my mouth. Perfect.
Okay. Anything else?
That's all. That's all I have for you. Yep.
That's, yeah, because none of my parents are deceased. Thank you. I know my parents are still living. But yes, and St. Michael, that's funny that you say that. I pray the novenas. I'm Catholic, and I do pray to him a lot. He's one of the people. He's one of the angels I pray to. But thank you.
That makes so much sense. Yeah, you're very welcome.
It does. Have a nice evening.
You too, sweetie.
You take care,
bye-bye.
Sharon. God bless.
Bye-bye. Thanks.
Bye. Well, now that raises an interesting question.
Mm-hmm.
How important is it to communicate with the archangels or angels that have been identified as being beneficial in different areas? Some people aren't even aware that they're angels that are helping them. And
right.
With information, what can people do to avail themselves of the angels' help?
Well, that's an excellent question. The first thing that you can know is that the angels can't intervene in your life without your permission. So if you right now are listening to this call and you think that you'd like to incorporate the angels into your life in somehow, know that it's absolutely possible, but just not without your permission. So in order to give the angels permission to intervene in your life, all you need to do is either simply think angels. You can play with angel oracle cards. You can write them a letter. And as soon as we do this, the angels immediately appear by our side. Okay? Yeah. So it's just really that simple is what I'm trying to say.
Well, is it important to know which angels to call on, or can you just generically call on angels to help you?
I think there's a lot of call. Yeah. I think that there... Okay, so I'll do both. first of all, I think there's a lot of people listening right now that really would like to contact the angels that may want them in their lives but don't know how to go about it. So for that, I would just say hold the intention of communicating with your angels and they will immediately appear by your side. It's not as important to know who does what in the beginning phases, but just that you do call on them. For those of you who are a little bit more advanced, who have been holding the intention, who feel your angel's presence, but you'd like to kind of tailor make your manifestations a little bit more. I mentioned Michael and Raphael so far. Raphael is this beautiful angel. His colors are emerald green, and he connects with healing, and he helps anyone who works in a healing field, such as nursing or doctors or healing facilitators, you know, Reiki masters, etc. Or if you're praying for somebody right now to get better, you can call Raphael to their side and, you know, or imagine that person wrapped in a beautiful blanket of emerald green light, and this will help to raise their vibration and to invoke healing. So that's the Archangel Raphael. His name means he who heals. Then we have the other angel I mentioned, which is the Archangel Michael. His name means he who is like God, or he who is just like God. And he's, as you mentioned, the Saint Archangel Michael. He's known in Catholicism and other religions. But the angels, of course, are all non-denominational. But Archangel Michael is kind of that protector angel. He's that angel that keeps you safe and makes you safe and keeps you on the right path and is going to give you that kind of straight nose guidance, if you will. His guidance and messages are straight and to the point. So if you need help with losing weight or keeping on an exercise path or doing the right thing or you need protection, then Archangel Michael is certainly your guide. So those are, I think, really two good angels to start with when you're, practicing calling them in.
Great. Well, that's very helpful. I'm sure a lot of people will appreciate that information. Now, our next caller is indeed Ellen. And,
okay.
Ellen, you're live on the air.
Hello. Hi, David. Hi, Julie.
You made it through,
Hi,
eh?
Ellen.
Yes. I don't know why my call gets dropped when I call you, and I appreciate you remembered the number. Thank you.
I'm glad I wrote it down. Yep, because I could tell that happened to you again.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome.
Well, thank you. Julie, I called. I would love a message from my guides. And while I was waiting to talk to you, I raised a few issues with them. So I hope you're able to respond to one of the issues I raised with them.
It's so funny that you mentioned that, because as soon as you started talking to David, I kept hearing your guides say, like, she can hear us. She can hear us. And I went, oh, okay, well, good. And I said, like, why is that important? And they said, like, the thing about Ellen is that when she listens to our guidance, it really helps to elevate her. And one of the things that they talk about is taking stock of all the wonderful things that you can do when you listen to your guidance. Does that make sense?
To be frank, I don't get the message. I know that they're around me, but
okay,
I'm not hearing them.
Okay. So here's something that you can learn that everybody can learn. Divine guidance, and they're saying that you absolutely do hear them, but I'm going to tell you now how to recognize that it's in fact them that you're hearing and not your own thoughts. When we hear the angels, they do sound like our own thoughts. However, their messages are short and to the point. That's one. Two is they are spoken in the third person. So it's him, her, they, you should, this could be possible. What they're really thinking is their sentences never start out with I or me. If you hear I this or, you know, it's about me, 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 that's your ego. The third thing that will help you to know that it's your angel's guidance is that it will accompany a feeling of bliss. The message will accompany this uplifted feeling where you just feel like everything is right. When you get that feeling and you're thinking about something, know that that is your angels giving you messages. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Beautiful. There's something here that goes way back to your childhood, doesn't it? What is with this being worthy of success? What's happening there?
Oh, I guess I've had to work on some self-worth issues.
Yeah. It's like you have got to allow yourself to be given to. Like, you need to become more gracious with receiving, dear. This goes way back for you, though, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're still working on that, and that's okay. I'm just, give me a minute. If you could just listen to your guidance more, this would help. So this is what they're showing me, is your ego gets in the way. And your ego kind of has some low self-worth issues, where it's kind of like, no, that's okay. No, it's okay, I don't need this. Or I don't want anybody to do me any favors. Would that be your ego?
Yes.
Perfect. So know that your angels know that you have this problem. And they clearly do not want you to listen to that voice anymore. Your angels want you to know, and everybody listening, that you are worthy of good, that you deserve good things to come your way, that it is your divine right to be happy, and it's God's will for you to be at peace. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. I feel that your life is about to move very quickly soon. And if there are things that have seemed to be on hold, suddenly, they're just going to come to fruition, require your attention. There's not going to be a lot of time to sit and ponder. You've got to kind of get moving. So I think over the next, what I'm being told is, a month and a half, that when the angel's giving messages is so fast, is spend the next month and a half practicing listening to their guidance, work on this feeling of worthiness, and then by like end of January, mid-January, you're going to be just moving at lightning speed, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so it's important for you to build your confidence starting from now until January. That's what I'm told is your message for tonight.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, that's a great message.
Yes, and I've been taking notes.
Oh,
so
good, I'm glad.
This. Okay, well, thank you so much, Julie, and again, thank you, David.
Oh,
you're
Ellen,
very
you're
welcome.
Entirely welcome. I hope you have a blessed holiday season.
You too.
Thank you so much. And never fear calling in. You're welcome anytime, Ellen, for any of the shows.
Thanks again.
You're welcome. Have a good night. God bless.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, Julie. I'm just hanging out here in the studio for a minute. There we go.
Okay.
Yes, our next callers, I have not talked to you ahead of time, so I'm going to call you out by your area code. And, oh, here, I'm sorry, here's Diana. I recognize her number. Diana,
oh,
I'm trying to be...
Okay.
Can you hear me, Diana? Wait a minute. There we go.
Hi,
hello,
David.
Diana.
How are you tonight?
You?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing better all the time. Say hello to Julie.
Julie is full of joy tonight. I think that's wonderful.
Yes,
oh,
it is.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. How are you doing?
I'm okay.
Good. How can we help you this evening?
I like messages from the other side, if you pick up something.
Okay, yeah. Okay, whoever's on the other side, and I'm not being shown yet, but they're saying that you don't have anything to feel guilty about. How do you connect to that? Somebody's talking about you have nothing to worry about, nothing to feel guilty about. I feel like there was a miscommunication while this person was still alive. Okay, they're coming through now, brown hair. Diana, can I get your date of birth, please?
5-7-54.
I did not hear you, sweetheart.
5-7-54.
Okay. Okay, I'm seeing a female figure. I want to say this is a... It looks like a female, but I'm feeling like a friend relationship. It may be a relative, but there's a friendly vibe here. Like, we were friends. They're saying dark brown hair, long, parted in the middle. Do you know who this is?
Sounds like me. So it must be my
mother. She's saying we were friends before.
I don't know if we were
okay,
friends.
So was there a relationship here where we had a bit of a rupture before they departed? We didn't get to say everything that we wanted to say.
I think that could be with anybody.
Okay, well, that's the message that I'm getting.
My mother didn't believe in anything spiritual.
That's okay.
Yeah, and she stole the crystals, gave them away, and, you know, did things just to hurt me on purpose. And then when it was time to die, she wanted me by her side to save her life. But I can't connect feeling guilty with any of that.
Okay.
Because I don't feel guilty, and maybe she's the one who feels guilty.
Okay. I'm going to stand by this message, and what I'm feeling is that you have a lot of pain connected to your mom. And the problem with the pain is that when we have so much of it, and you do carry a lot of anger and resentment towards your mom, is that those are layers on top of how you actually feel. So what I'm seeing here is that your mom's message is 100% accurate and is 100% clear. It's just that your feelings of guilt are buried under sadness, anger, and resentment.
You know, that's what happens when you tell someone your story, and that's why I like for people to just give me a reading and not tell my story. I have worked on the forgiveness of mother.
Yeah.
You know, any person who's psychic, who's come into this place and has a mother who's abused them, is always going to get the same old story that you're giving me. But I have worked out. I have forgiven her. She knows that I sat by her side for 5 weeks before she died. And every day sung the angels around her, and she knows it. And I don't feel guilty because I did good by her.
Well, good.
So
I'm glad.
I'm not going to listen to somebody tell me that I feel guilty when I don't.
Oh, okay. No worries.
But you do feel that energy, right? It's just a little bit of misreading because you want to give me all these steps to do because that's the kind of person you are. Well, I've already done all the steps. Mom's in peace now that I have forgiven her. I still
well,
don't know.
Well, we wish you all the very best, Diana.
I don't
best,
know where
Diana.
My crystals are still. But, you know, that's okay.
I'm sending you a lot of love, Diana, and we wish you all the very best.
Yeah, that's how it is. Thank you.
Okay, Diana,
you're
thank
welcome.
You for calling on. God
sorry.
Bless. Okay.
I'm an honest person. Sorry.
No, you don't need to apologize for a thing. I'm having Diana, you're going to be muted for just a moment. Here we go. There we go. Okay. Now I'm going on to area code 818, and I'm bringing you up. You're live on the air. What is your name, please?
Hi, good evening. My name is Brittany.
Hi, Brittany. How are you tonight, hon?
I'm doing fabulous. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome. Well, say hello to Julie.
Hi, Julie.
Hi, Brittany.
How are you? Thank you.
I am blessed. You're so welcome and adorable.
Wonderful. I feel grateful. I wanted to know if we can connect potentially with my father who's transitioned this year.
I don't think we have to connect. He's already right here, honey.
I know. Okay, I think last night he was with me, but can we validate that?
Absolutely. He talks about a bathtub. I don't know if you had a bath last night, but he's showing me like a white bathtub, and it looks like it's kind of a rounded bathtub, like near the head part. Do you connect to that at all?
No, I have a bathtub, but it doesn't look like that.
Did you have a bath last night? Could
no,
it be a symbol?
Yeah, I thought about it, but I felt like he was holding my hand in my bed, and like he was talking mm-hmm. to me, and I was asking him questions.
Okay, let me just tune in. What was your dad's first name, sweetie?
Gregory.
Okay. He was a very kind man.
Mm-hmm.
I feel very gentle energy from him. I also want to use the word soft-spoken. Is that true?
Well, he definitely had an opinion. Like, he was not mm-hmm. afraid to share his thoughts.
Mm-hmm. But he was kind?
Yes, that's true. Very true.
And a very kind aura. So if you didn't know him and you didn't know he was opinionated, you would just think he was kind, correct?
Yes, that's very true.
Okay. Okay, perfect. So know that it's him that's stepping forward. I feel such an abundance of love from him to you. Now, most people would say that that's so cliche. Of course my dad loves me. But as we've witnessed is that not everybody has that relationship with their parents, but you definitely do. Your dad
yes.
and you, I feel like he's your guide. He's not just coming through in a reading. He's your guide all around you all of the time. Does that make
yes.
sense?
Oh, my
perfect.
Gosh, yes. I love him so much.
Mm-hmm.
He says that he continues to guide you from the other side. He says, I'm with you every day.
Okay. Okay. Is there anything that he would like to share in regards to moving forward in my career?
Yeah, he says you're on the right path.
Okay, I feel that.
He's like, just keep doing what you're doing because everything you're doing is working.
Oh, good. That's a great message.
Yeah. Well,
that's awesome.
He also talks about don't be afraid.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't be
that's
afraid.
Great.
He's like, believe in yourself, but then he says, believe in the best.
Believe in the best.
Mm-hmm. Believe in the best. I don't know what that means. That's what he just said. Believe in the best.
Well, I do believe that I deserve the best, and I'm not settling
mm-hmm.
for less than that.
Yeah. Yeah, he's like, he keeps saying it again and again, believe in the best, believe in the best. So I don't know what that means, but that's what I'm hearing.
Okay. And he told me to follow my heart, to make choices from my heart. So that's what I'm doing.
Yeah, he talks a little bit about making this kind of promise to yourself about refusing to be stuck in anything that makes you unhappy. He talks about don't. Sorry, go ahead, sweetie.
No, I was validating. That's very true.
Yeah. He's like, don't wait for somebody to come in and rescue you. You can just free yourself.
Now, is he talking about relationships here, or?
Not sure. Hang on a sec.
Yeah.
I got a check mark. That kind of surprised me. Your dad is funny.
He is hilarious. He was so funny up until the very end when I was holding his hand as he was transitioning. He's so... Oh, my gosh.
I like him, so know that he has retained his sense of humor on the other side because it's definitely him getting he's that imprint from him.
That's great. Oh, my gosh. So, I'm sorry, he said to free myself and not to feel like someone has to rescue me, that I can do everything on my own.
Correct. That anything
okay.
that you might feel kind of restricted by, that you're restricted by something, he basically was saying that it's just an illusion, right? You have the power.
Yes. Yay
yeah.
for me and Daddy. Thank you so much.
You're most welcome, dear. God bless you.
Well, God bless you, too. Thank you.
No
Take
worries.
Care, Brittany. Okay, hon?
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, have a beautiful evening. Okay, we're down to our last caller, at least as of this moment. And again, we're having a little delay here. I wanted to ask you a question, Julie, while I'm waiting to bring this next caller up. At several points tonight, I've had the sense where there's a tight band around my head, and I've never experienced that before. I've experienced energy release in response to questions, and I've asked a few questions tonight, and it's like I've had a tight band and still had energy release. What would that be about?
Yeah, I totally see it. It almost looks like you're wearing like a headband. And it
yes,
like
exactly.
does it go ahead, sweetie.
Oh, no, no. I was waiting to hear what you had to say. I was just confirming.
It looks, okay, no problem. It's I talk so quickly because it just comes to me so quick. It like the band looks like it's coming down from just like where your eyebrows start in the middle, and it goes almost like up to the top of your head, correct?
No, it's actually from my eyebrows down as if it's one of those things that you used to wear when you were skiing. Instead of a hat, it's like covering my ears,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, like a headband.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I saw. So what I'm being told is, like, you really need to go to the doctor, actually.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, that just came out of my mouth. Like,
that's interesting. Okay, well, maybe I will.
Yeah. Not to scare you or anything, but that was just a message I got. And then the other thing I saw was if you can just bring in Raphael. We talked about the healing angel.
Yes.
I'm not sure if you've worked. Mm-hmm. Just bring him in and just imagine him. Actually, if you want, we can just bring him in right now.
Okay.
Because I always like to do a little bit of healing. So just call him in mentally. Okay, you have so much green around you. He's right there. So just take a deep breath in, and we're going to ask Raphael to send David healing to his forehead. Okay, breathe in. It's coming right. You can feel it now, right? To your pineal gland,
yes.
Your third eye. Feel the energy. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Good. That's it. Just breathe in, and he's just going to penetrate your forehead with emerald green healing gel. This is totally safe, and it's totally a loving healing. And just breathe in and let go. And I was just told that this is connected to your mom, so we'll find out what that means later. Just breathe in and release. Oh, okay. And just let go. And they're lifting it. They're literally lifting it.
I can feel it being pulled. It's still tight, but I can feel it being pulled. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just relax. Just gonna take your time. Take your time. There's tears that need to be had by you. You know this,
could
right?
Could well be. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, it's part of being human. Nothing weird or odd about that. Sometimes we forget to cry or we think it's inappropriate, so we hold on to it and then we store it. Yeah, okay, breathe in. And just relax. There's a lot of pressure here, and it's right in between your eyebrows. So we're just going to blast you with love. We're just going to blast you. So just breathe in and just allow it to happen, they keep saying. Allow it to happen. And Archangel Michael's by your side. He wants to just disconnect you from all effects of fear in your life. So he's asking you to take a deep breath in and hold the breath, David. Hold the breath. And release. Blow out, letting go of any sadness, any fear, and any pain. Just give it to the Archangel Michael for healing and transmutation. It should be lifted and gone. It's gone. It's gone. You're going to feel a bit of a residue of, I just had something tight around my head, but we should be within an hour completely gone.
Okay, that sounds good.
Do you feel like the pressure has lifted?
Somewhat. It's still there, but it has lifted somewhat.
Still,
and,
yeah.
You know, when you mentioned the doctor, that didn't resonate, but you mentioned my mother, and she has intermittent health concerns. So I'm wondering if my concern has to do with her health instead of my own.
Yeah, okay, I know exactly what you mean, because it was just kind of like it was. I'll tell you why I said this. I saw a picture of a woman and a man standing in front of a doctor. And it was just getting so many messages all at once. I was just like, doctor. But I saw a man and a woman standing in front of the doctor, but then you were separate and removed from them with this band around your forehead, and then they kept saying mother, mother, mother.
Yeah, well, my father always referred to the doctor, so that does make sense. And some of the other things you made sense too. I was particularly we do have two callers left on the line.
No, I want you to finish. It's important.
Very interested in what you were saying about earth angels, because I've believed that I've been one for some time now. And all of those characteristics that you mentioned connected to earth angels apply to me, including history of toxic relationships, being extremely sensitive and empathic. And so I was just very interested in that.
Yeah, well, the angels talk about for you, David, is for you, one of your strongest chakras is your third eye. They talk about ever since you were a little boy, like for you, your ability to be clairvoyant has always come from your ability to love. I felt like from a child, like you've just been this very loving, open being. And, you know, this is kind of connecting back to your mom. I mean, you care about her. You wish her well. And so for you, and I'm literally seeing this little boy almost kind of covering his third eye, not wanting to see his mom in pain. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So know that when you were doing that, you were kind of calling in a covering, because it's kind of like almost unbearable for you to see that anything would happen to your mom is what I got. So just keep affirming it's safe for me to see energy of love in all its forms, such as angels and auras and vision. And just keep affirming and affirming that your mom's, everything is happening in order. Your mom is going to get the healing that she needs. You know, just keep praying and affirming positivity for her. And that'll keep your third eye open. See, as soon as I said that, I could feel your forehead relax. So that's the remedy. Yeah, so just keep affirming, mom's going to be okay, everything's happening in divine order, she will be well, and you know, you can even do what we talked about earlier, wrapping her in that emerald green light, which will invoke Raphael to her side.
Well, thank you, I appreciate that.
And, no problem.
I think there's been a bit of denial going on for me about my feelings about her health, so that's it's all very interesting, and I thank you.
Well, it makes sense. Why would you want anything to be wrong with your mom? It's totally normal for you to be in denial about that.
Oh, yes, we're very closely connected, no question about it.
Yeah. Well, I hope that message is a blessing for you.
We do, thank you. We do have three callers remaining. A couple have called in when you were talking to me. So we're going to move on to area code 780. And let's see, I'm bringing them live. There you are. What is your name, please?
It's Jake calling from Edmonton. How's it going, Julie and Dave?
Dave, how are you?
So funny. It's so funny because as soon as he said 780, I was like, okay, that is totally an Edmonton number. How are you?
Good. How about yourself? I haven't listened to your show
I'm
for
good.
A bit.
I'm good.
Yeah. So... it's been
wait, how did you spell your name again?
My name?
Yeah.
J-A-Y.
Yeah, it's J, right? Aloha J.
Aloha J, yes.
Okay.
In Canada, yeah.
Got it.
So, it's always great talking to you and on your show, so. But,
oh, thank you.
Yeah.
So how can I help you tonight, sweetie?
Sure, I'm getting a lot of numbers right now. I'm getting like 222 and 555. That's an interesting one about that, but letting go, and I got 8882 as a number.
Okay.
And just wondered what the comedy. I see sometimes all these numbers in one day, actually. So
sure.
It's yeah.
So 222 is all about having faith. Two generally means having faith. When you get it three in a row, that's a triple sign, kind of like a holy grail, that everything is happening exactly as it's supposed to do. And then I just heard the word work. So I feel like there's some things happening behind the scenes at work that you can't see yet, but it's going to work out in your favor. So you're just supposed to let go right now and continue to trust.
Yes, and that's the question about the number 555, and I looked it up and going like, well, okay, what's there to let go also? Like, how much more? What, something I haven't discovered, or maybe I asked angels about that. Maybe it could be healing relationships, or just, I don't know what it could be. I'm just curious about that, because I keep those angel numbers in my glove compartment, so I see those angel numbers on license plates. So I just wonder about the 555, about letting go.
So a couple things, and the letting go really, really resonates for me when I tune into your guides. I feel like you definitely need to walk away from a situation. I'm seeing two people that you're walking away from. I don't know if this is two people that you're connected to in work, but I almost want to say leave your job
I feel like there's something dishonest, like there's a dishonest association here, and that, I don't know, it's almost like things are not exactly what you thought that they would be, not necessarily the best choice for your happiness, and not really sure if things are worth the effort. I'm not sure how you connect to all that, but those are the things that I heard.
Yeah, work, it's still a lot of stuff going on, and I just have some issues with some people at work, about two people, yeah, two younger people at work, so.
Oh, wow. That's
yeah.
Amazing. Yeah, they showed me two people. So that would be them, then.
Yeah, I'm going like, okay, well, geez, there's not very many jobs out there, as you know, so I'm going like, well, I should just walk away from, probably maybe the situation is that just don't let it get to me, or just I'm not sure what to do about that. So
okay, all right, let me just tune in.
Thanks.
No worries. Yeah, I just heard leave the job.
To where, though?
You can move to Calgary.
Yeah.
It's only 3 hours away.
I know it is.
Let me take a look for you.
Thank you.
No worries. You know, I just feel like you could go anywhere right now. They said that you're smart, you're brilliant, you're successful, you have credentials. I feel like this job thing is way past overdue. Is that true?
Could be, only been there for a couple of years, though. So
yeah, it's just way overdue in terms of who you are, your integrity, what you stand for, and kind of like what you want. How do you connect to oil and gas?
Am I connected to oil and gas?
Yeah, like, does your job have something to do with the oil and gas industry at all?
No, it's actually in the coffee field, actually.
Okay,
but we're still
so they just keep hearing oil and gas, oil and gas. So have you considered moving into oil and gas at all, the oil and gas industry?
No, because it just, well, there's nothing, well, you know, there's nothing out there right now for.
Well, no, there's
field.
A lot of layoffs right now. But all things are possible. And just because you hear on the news that there's layoffs, that doesn't mean that there's not a job out there for you.
Okay.
It does look to be still in Edmonton, though. And I heard by March you'll be relocated to something in oil and gas. So I know that sounds weird and sketchy right now, but if you could just kind of keep an open mind.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'll do that then. I'll just have to keep
this
open.
Yeah, I just feel like there's just too much like opposing goals and different opinions in that, like where you are, and you need to kind of expand your horizons and you know, positive changes are definitely on their way for you. And you're going to have, like, this sense of relief from all of the troubled times that you've had. But have you thought of relocating at all?
I haven't thought of it. I always get that card coming up. Like, every time I talk to, like, angel people and things like that, it's like, hey, are you moving? I go, like, no, not for a bit.
There's something there with that. This is what I want you to do. I want you to go on all the, like, job sites, like LinkedIn, and just put out your feelers. And whatever comes back to you that gives you this feeling of bliss, that is, like, this opportunity that you may not have previously considered, I want you to open that door and give it a try. Because what they showed me was this, like, somebody coming back to you and offering to you more than what you expected. So I feel that if you were to go and apply for jobs, even ones that are a little bit outside your, quote, comfort zone,
mm-hmm.
you'll be surprised. And I would do Vancouver, Edmonton, Calgary.
Okay.
I would search those three locations. That's what I was just told.
Hmm.
Yeah, Vancouver, Edmonton, Calgary. They just said it again.
Okay.
Okie dokie.
Okie dokie. I look forward
Hokey
to hearing
pokey.
You again. Okey pokey. So thank you much for the angel blessings and angel messages, and I'll be well, because I'll talk to you again when you're on your show. Are you still doing banana letters still?
Yeah, I'm just taking a little break till January, but we will be back on the air in January. So stay tuned on the juliespiritualhealer.com website for the air date.
Good. It's great. Well, thanks for the opportunity, Dave and Julie, and thanks.
Oh, you're welcome.
Again.
You're welcome. Good night, Jay.
Have a beautiful evening, Jay.
You too.
Thank you. Bye. Okay, we actually had a couple of more calls left. We have.
Well, I can do a couple more.
Thank you. Area code 305, you're live on the air. What is your name?
Hi, this is Maria. How are you?
Fine, Maria. How are you?
I'm doing good. Hi, Julie.
Hi, Maria. I like your accent.
Thank you. I call
I love
Miami,
accents.
Florida.
You're welcome.
And well, my question is related to my love life.
Mm-hmm.
And I would very much like to be in a committed relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering if you see something like that for me and kind of timing when.
Okay. So you have romance angels around you. You know, we all see those kind of paintings or movies where you see, you know, those angels that look like Cupid?
Yeah.
You have those around you now.
Good.
Okay.
Okay.
So that's my symbol for you're in a position for love coming your way.
Okay.
Okay. One thing that your Cupid angels are talking about is that you are lovable.
Okay, that's good.
And yeah, and I think that it's important for you to know that you deserve love. I feel like you had some disappointments in the past connected to love, but your angels want you to know that that's not a reflection of what you're worth. It's just about where other people were at. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, that makes perfect sense to me, and I know that. I know it had nothing
Beautiful.
To do with me. Yeah.
Okay, good. I felt like you did a lot of forgiveness work and a lot of learning about somebody that was, I want to say not a strong relationship, but maybe strong or like a long relationship.
Yes, it was a very long relationship.
Mm-hmm. So as you continue to forgive and release that, it just helps you to love more in this moment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I do see you being with somebody, and I just had to scratch my ankle and it cut off my voice box. I do see you getting married again. I'm like Donald Duck for a second. It's like Donald Duck does readings. I make sure to sit up tall when I'm doing readings. Yeah, I see you getting married again.
Okay, well, that's great.
Yeah,
because
I want
before.
To go to the wedding. Yeah. Yeah, I see you getting married again, and I know that you had this long relationship before and things didn't really work out. It's almost like a different person when I look at you getting married. The energy is so different. I feel like you're getting fulfilled. The person is happy. This is the right one. There's love around you. But this is the most significant thing about the image I'm being shown, Maria, is the energy is clean and clear. When I look at the past relationship, there's a lot of browns, a lot of heaviness, a lot of weighed down energy. But when I look to your future, it's bright, it's lighter, and it's cleaner.
Okay.
Okay. Well, so know that you are moving into a divinely guided relationship, and that the energy is very loving, it's very supporting, and, you know, basically just give yourself permission to be happy and filled with joy, and that's the energy that you're going to attract, because I see you being very happy in marriage here.
Wow. Oh, Julie, thank you. Do you think that's going to come soon, within the next year or two, or do you think it's still ways off?
Yeah, 3 years, sweetie.
3 years, okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're
thank
welcome,
you
Maria. Much. No
okay.
problem.
Thanks
good night.
For calling in, Maria.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay, God bless. Okay,
we
have our
more.
Last... Yep, our last caller is area code 609. Still
oh,
okay. experiencing challenges here in the studio, but we'll bring you up. Hang in there. There we go. Okay.
That was awesome. Like the sixth sense for a minute there.
Yeah. Okay, Erica.
I'm used to hearing things.
You're
going to
be in limbo. There you are. You're live. What's your name, please?
Hi, my name is Debbie.
Hi, Debbie. How are you?
I'm well. How are you both?
Good.
Good.
Good. Yeah, I heard that weird.
Like out of nowhere, like it's creepy.
Yeah.
What the hell?
That sounds freaky.
Wow. Okay, well, David took care of it, so I feel safe now. How can I help
okay.
you tonight, Debbie?
I am interested in getting a reading around my family
okay.
and our home and if we're going to be moving sooner than
okay.
later.
Okay.
I hope.
The thing about the home, and this is going to sound like, geez, Julie, how is this connected to my home? But bear with me while I give you the message and know that it's going to be connected, okay?
Okay.
I'm being told that you have to keep your thoughts positive in order to see the right results with this. I feel like you've been trying to manifest something around the home for a while. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So here's one of the things I was talking to David at the beginning of the show about. I wrote a two-volume book. The first book, I talk so much about manifestation, just exactly what you're trying to do. You know, you have a goal in mind and you're trying to make it happen and you want the universe to be on your side. All the thoughts that you have, all of the beliefs that you have are going to contribute to the manifestations that we see in the physical world. And for you, it's so important that you affirm, like, here I am in my new house, and keep visualizing yourself there and things going well.
Okay.
That makes sense. Yeah, this is just key for you. Your angels want you to visualize with positive energy as things going well and affirm that it is. The other thing Michael talks about is that it's so important for you to let go of fear. And sometimes we don't even know that we're holding fear, but we are. So we can all try this right now. It's just asking if you're trying to manifest something in your life, whether it's a new home or a new job or a new relationship. It'll just call on the Archangel Michael, and we'll just ask him to clear us of fear, but that's known or unknown, because sometimes we may not know that we're holding it. And if we can all just imagine Michael by our sides, and everybody just take a deep breath in and hold the breath, and release fear to Michael now. Exhale. And so, Debbie, I want you to do this twice a day.
Okay.
What that does is it kind of clears the slate. It just kind of is like hitting refresh on your computer, right? And then just affirm abundance with your home.
Okay.
Okay? And also pray about it.
Okay.
Thank you, God and Archangel Michael, that you're bringing me into a better home. But pray it in a gratitude, so as if it's already done.
Okay.
Okay, my love?
Fabulous. And anything around my husband and my children?
Oh, wow. I know you know this, but you know you have known your husband in another life.
Yeah, I figured.
I figured. Yeah,
I think there's like a. I'm not. I think I owed him.
You owed him?
Yeah, from another life.
That is funny. Why are you paying big time in this one?
Sometimes.
What is he like? Bring me my coffee, babe.
Oh no. It's probably initially in the beginning of our relationship. Yeah, that has definitely changed, though.
Uh-huh.
We're definitely more independent in the relationship.
Good, yeah. No, I just felt like this was a past life relationship. You've definitely known each other before. Lots and lots of passion here in terms of your marriage.
feels like sometimes you get kind of annoyed with him and the chemistry kind of goes out the window. But I think I'm really hearing this, and don't take this the wrong way, but it's so important to let go of control issues. I know that when we get in that place of fear, we try to get, you know, like as women, we get kind of like nitpicky about things. Go back to calling in Michael and let go of fear, because I feel like this is really the love of your life in terms of your husband.
Okay.
Now,
when
I look at your child, your children, is there, you have a daughter as well, like in the mix, I mean?
No, I have a niece that I'm very close to. I have two
sons. Is she kind of artistic or dramatic?
Oh, yeah. She's a whip, definitely.
Yeah, because she's in your aura. She's hanging around in your energy, and she looks very dramatic to me. Very,
she's very sweet, though.
Yeah, no, totally a sweetheart, but she's very, like, she's got a flair to her, and she's got an energy to her, and, like, when she walks in the room, you notice her, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
When I tune into your children, this is weird. It's not a negative message. I'm just hearing, like, to prepare for possible challenges that lie ahead.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
In respect to...
I'm not sure. I only ask for good things. The only times the angels will mention something like be prepared for challenges is just really to give you a heads up and to just kind of be aware of things so that you can do your part. Just bring in the angels, you know, teach your kids about, you know, talking to angels if you're not comfortable with that. You know, pray yourself that your kids are surrounded by angels. They don't feel there's any real danger here. I just feel like, just like in any normal family, like there's kids go through challenges. Either they don't get along with the teacher or, you know, other students. I'm not getting anything specific.
Yeah, that's interesting that you would say teacher as an example, because school has been a challenge consistently since he started. Hmm. He's a senior in high school.
What's his name?
And what was that?
What's his name?
Zachary.
Oh. Yeah, he's, like, misunderstood.
Yeah, he is. Talk about, you were talking about Earth Angels. Zach,
yeah, he's very sensitive. He's very compassionate. He's misunderstood. He's softer than everybody else. I know that doesn't sound very masculine to some people listening right now, but that's not a bad thing. To be soft-hearted and to be compassionate. I think some of the best men in the world are that way. They make great husbands and
mm-hmm.
great fathers, so he
but
can
he
laugh.
Definitely, he puts up the a wall as a protective mechanism.
Yeah. Well, he gets hurt very easily.
Mm-hmm. He does.
You know, he gets his feelings hurt. He kind of wears his heart on his sleeve, and, I mean, I really like his energy.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of as a person, somebody who I think is likable, somebody who has integrity, somebody who has a lot of gifts to offer the world. You know, he needs to do yoga.
Really?
Yeah, he totally needs to do yoga. That would really help him to acclimate, they're saying.
Okay.
Yeah, yoga and writing.
Okay.
Yeah, that will just clear him, especially if he's an earth angel. You know, yoga clears all the chakras. It gets rid of the stress. It helps our psychic abilities to enhance. This will make him feel more peaceful and more relaxed. I mean, this is without a doubt what he needs to do here.
Okay.
Okie dokie.
Fabulous. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. I hope that's a blessing for you and him. Take care.
Thank you. You too.
God bless, hon.
God bless.
I have a friend that's called, and I don't know if you can take one last caller. This would be the last one.
Well, It is getting a little bit late here, but if it's a friend, I will take him.
Okay, it's a her.
Yeah, or her.
Okay, I'm trying to bring her live. Patricia, you're live on the air. Patricia, can you hear me? Okay, she might have just been disconnected earlier. She quite often just listens into the show. So why don't we say that we'll call it a night, and I so appreciate your readings tonight, Julie.
Oh, thank you. No, it was my pleasure. I really enjoyed the show tonight. You really attract some very good people, and I enjoyed every single minute of it and every single caller. It was really my pleasure.
Oh, well, thanks again. And for those of you that are listening on the podcast, if you listened on the podcast, you would have gotten Julie's website. But for those of you who've tuned in late, it's juliespiritualhealer.com. That's the way you can get in touch with her or get a hold of her book. So, Julie, I wish you a wonderful evening, and I'll look forward to speaking with you again.
Thank you. You as well, David. God bless you and your beautiful
God
show.
God bless you. So once again, we come to a close. Now we can pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience if we allow it to be. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize.